Hello and welcome to It Podcast, where on the first day of every month we introduce you to a new Irish musician or band. My name is Ronan Connolly. This month we are profiling Monaghan rock group The Flaws, who have just released their new album, Constant Adventure, their follow-up to the highly lauded debut album, Achieving Vagueness. I'll be chatting to lead singer Paul Finn about the band's formation, songwriting, their new album, and what does Paul think of comparisons to The Killers? Plus, we'll be playing four songs from The Flaws' two albums. What's more, we have a new feature beginning this month called Ask the Artist, so keep tuned for more information on that. However, to begin with, we're checking in with Irish music journalist Anne Sharkey in Dublin City. And so welcome back to Ish Podcast. Great to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Ronan.
Talking about new Irish music, we had the Hard Working Class Heroes Festival recently wrapping in Dublin. And from what I gather, there were over 100 new Irish acts performing over 3 days. How was it? Any new acts stand out?
It was a huge success over here. I would say some of the standout acts include the cast of Cheers, a band called Funeral Suits, and also Valerie Francis, who's previously featured on Aisht. A band called Hal as well that you spoke to were also featured on the three-day festival.
Were they all Irish acts?
Yes.
All right.
It was all new emerging talent in Ireland. And another band actually that stood out probably above most of the rest of them was a group called Grand Pocket Orchestra. They're a Dublin band. They've been known to use toy keyboards in their performances. So they're really unconventional when it comes to their different instruments and their style. And because of this use of toy keyboards, they've been known to play Fisher-Price pop. That's how their music is described over here.
Well, sounds great. Anyone else stand out? And what about the cast of Cheers?
The cast of Cheers are another band who've been at the top of their game at the moment. They're actually going on to support Two Door Cinema Club now. That's a County Down band. They'll be touring in December. But the cast of Cheers, they're kind of a post-punk band. And not unlike Block Party and the likes of that kind of band, they seem to be following in the footsteps of bands like the Arctic Monkeys for the way they came into the public attention. So it was all done through the internet. They actually gave their album away for free online. This is their debut album, and it was before they'd even played their first gig.
Good. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out for them. Anything else happening, Anne?
In other news, the fictitious Dublin band, The Commitments, have announced that they'll be reuniting to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the award-winning film. Now, they'll be going on tour in Dublin, Kerry, Mayo and Belfast next March. Tickets are in serious demand over here, but some of the proceeds will be going towards the Irish Cancer Society, so it's not necessarily a vanity project or anything along those lines. Also, Glenn Hansard will be joining the other cast members, so that should be good.
When's that coming up?
That will be next March, so it will take place over a few days, over the space of a week, roughly.
Wonderful. It's actually very interesting to notice the parallels with the original movie, because if you watch it, you'll see the dole queues and all the high unemployment and degenerated Dublin city. And to some extent, unfortunately, that's returned again. But on other news, Anna, we have The Flaws' new album. It has just come out. It came out on the 29th of October. It's called Constant Adventure. You wrote a review on our blog. Anyone who wants to check it out, they can. It's newirishmusic.wordpress.com. The reviews seem to be very positive. Tell me more about that.
That's right, Ronan. The Flaws' new album has been getting very good reviews over here. I mean, it seems to be the one to watch out for. I think everyone's looking forward to having listened to it. They do produce some great stuff. They've always stuck to their own formula and it seems to work.
We'll be playing songs from that new album later on the podcast, and I'll be chatting to lead singer Paul Finn. So Anne, before you go, you have a band you want to recommend to us. You have a tip of the month.
That's right, Ronan. Well, last month I recommended O Emperor, and they've reached the top 30 in the album chart over here. So I'm glad to see that it wasn't too far-fetched. This month, I recommend a Dublin band called Haves. They play a kind of an ambient style music, and they've been really, you know, making waves on the scene over here. Although they're quite slow in growing in the collective consciousness over here. I mean, they're only now ready to release their album, but it seems like it'll be a very exciting album to listen to. It's called It Goes, It Goes, and they'll be gigging nationwide throughout November. And I think the making of the album is kind of interesting because they actually went to Montreal to record some of it, and it was recorded in a former alarm factory in Canada. It gained them access to a number of instruments dating back to the 1930s. They had a few guest performers on the album as well, including Amy Milan of Broken Social Scene. So definitely one to check out, you know, if you're in the mood for something completely different, and it's quite chilled out at the same time, you know. So this is the album for you if that's what you're looking for.
So that's the band Haves, Haves.
That's right, yeah.
Well, great. And thanks very much for joining us on the podcast.
No problem.
And we look forward to having you on again soon.
Great. Thanks a million, Ronan.
Paul Finn, welcome to Ish Podcast.
Thanks very much, Ronan.
You're representing the band The Flaws.
I am indeed.
For those who don't know who The Flaws are, who are you guys?
Who are The Flaws? Just a bunch of lads who just got together. We were just friends, mostly. I started making some music and it just got slightly well-received. And so we kept doing it.
So when did you get together first?
I think we got together probably around 2003, 2004. And we were basically a really bad covers band at the time. And then we stopped that and started doing our own music. And after a while, we started to get a little bit better at writing our own songs. And we began to write more and more, and we wrote an album. And we released that, it was in 2007. So that's kind of the formation of the band up to recent years.
Well, we've picked our first song. It's 1981 from the debut Achieving Vagueness. So what's the story behind this song, or where did it come from?
Basically, the song, it started with the hook, and it kind of worked backwards from that, the lyric in 1981. It was just when we were all the band was born in around that time, and it just had a nice air to it when we initially came up with the melody, and we fleshed the song around about times about what living as a grown up in 1981 and watching a child being born and then imagining what that life that child will develop into, and it was just very innocent. And it was more about just growing old and missing innocence. Basically, that was what the song was about.
Good.
And at the very end of the song, there's a nice lyric I always liked. That by listening to the song, it kind of brought the singer of the song back to that childlike state.
Thank you. That was the song 1981 from The Flaws' debut album, Achieving Vagueness. So, Paul, getting to the basics, who makes up the band and what's their role in The Flaws?
There's the chief three people in the band. We were four, and our drummer left. His name was Stephen Finnegan. And there was the three of us. There was myself, Paul Finn, that's my name. And there was the other lead guitarist, Shane Malone. And Dane McMahon, he would play bass, and I'd do a little bit of singing then again. And so, well, basically, we just thought usually the way the songwriting would work would be one of us would come in with an idea, and we, as a band, we'd try and flesh it out. More often than not, it'd be myself, I'd come in with the idea and a couple of lyrics, and we'd flesh the music out, and then I'd finish all the lyrics myself. And just before our first album came out, Stephen, our drummer, decided he wouldn't be able to work on the touring end of things, so we had to fill that role with another drummer, and his name was Colin Barrell. And so we eventually toured the album, Achieving Vagueness was his name, with Colin. And we stuck with Colin then for the second album because we just gelled quite well.
Good.
But basically, the way the songwriting work is, it's a collaborative effort, very much so, but every song starts with one person.
And are you based in Monaghan, would you say?
Oh, very much so. The drummer lives in Dundalk and Louth. But the three of us, me, Shane and Dane, all live in and around Carmacross.
Great. So how would you describe your sound, Paul?
It's very poppy. In places, it can be very dark too. I think we've got that nice blend of some very poppy and happy sounding choruses mixed with some very, very poppy choruses, but maybe out of a darker subject matter, which we just flesh out into a happy medium. And it's a lot of fun. The music is a lot of fun. If there's one criticism of it, it can take itself too seriously, but we don't take ourselves too seriously, but we're serious about what we're trying to do. So the music is guitar-based rock, or alt rock, or indie rock, or whatever the term is, but it's all very heartfelt. And the powerful songs, we might not look like the best rock band in the world or whatever, but we will write some of the finest songs. Our strengths are in songwriting more so than any other element of being in a band.
Are there any literary influences you have? Are there any particular writers you like to draw on, or songwriters that inspire you when you're working on lyrics for new songs?
No, when I was a lot younger, I used to try and imitate other people, and because everybody did, but as I soon found out, there's no point in just lifting somebody else's thoughts. So I stopped reading stuff for a long time, and I just went into my own mind to see what was in there. Sometimes it was very little.
Well, tell me about the reception to Achieving Vagueness and where that took you. Like, first of all, did it come as a surprise how it was received and the Choice Music Prize nomination and these sort of things? Like, how did you feel about this reaction and where did it take you?
It was a slow build, and we always knew it would be. The album, we knew it was good, but we didn't. I didn't even know about Choice Music Awards when we released the album, or I didn't even really know about Meteor, whatever they are. I didn't know about them that well, so I didn't really expect to be classed up alongside these other bands. We tried to embrace that spotlight a wee bit, but I think that this doesn't suit our personalities, so kind of we shied away from it a wee bit. The reviews were all very good, and it led to some really great shows, and I think we got to play some nice shows in Italy. We never got to America, which was a shame.
Not yet.
But we did get to, not yet. We'll hopefully on the next one, on this album. So we did Glastonbury, which is, that was amazing. That we did that in 2008. And then, you know, once the album came out, we just toured until we'd hoped everybody that possibly wanted to hear it could hear it played live. And so then at the end of 2008, we kind of wrapped up our tour for Achieving Vagueness, and we decided to start working on another album.
Yeah.
Which was 2 years ago.
Yeah, and we'll get to that as well as to maybe why it's been so long. So, Paul, let's take another song, and this time we have a final track picked out from the debut album. It's called Out Tonight. Can you tell me a little bit about this song?
This is probably the most fun song on the first album. It's very, very simple. And it was a song we came up with. Dane actually came up with the main part of the song, and I came up with the lyrics while I was watching the band in the brewery in Monaghan. The brewery, I was sitting in there watching a band, and came up with the lyrics, and that was it. The song just came together very quickly. It is basically just a song about having a bit of edge to your nightlife.
It's very killer sounding, isn't it? Wouldn't you agree?
I won't agree for one reason, because
good.
Before the Killers existed, we had written that song, and I have no idea. We wrote that song, and then like a year later, there was this band who just released their new album, The Killers. So I have to say no. People say yeah, Sounds Like The Killers, Sounds Like The Killers. It may, but not from our point of view.
Yeah. Well, maybe Brandon Flowers was floating around Monaghan Town as well and picking up some of the local gigs. Who knows? All right, so this is Out Tonight.
Go out tonight. We could go so damn far.
you finished touring with the debut that came out in 2007. Now, you toured into 2008, and then you went back to start recording in 2008 on your new album?
Well, at the end of 2008, we had just done a very busy summer of gigs, which was a lot of fun. Like I said, we did Glastonbury, we rounded up, we did another Irish tour, and I think we were over in Galway, and we realised that the show we were doing that night was going to be the last show for a while. We took a couple of months, I think we took January and February off, and it was shortly after that time that I started working on some new songs. I already had one song, it was a song called Stretch of the Evening, which made it onto the new album, and so we had a couple of songs ready, but we were just about to start properly writing and rehearsing. And it took a while because we wrote so many songs and we really, really wanted the best of the best. Like some of the songs that didn't make it are amazing. I really believe that. So I'm so proud of what we did actually accomplish. And it took such a while, I think it gave us all a break away from it. And we had to rediscover, why do we even have to write an album? Who cares? Like we fell into that mode where we didn't even feel like we had to do another album. We were basically just doing it for ourselves. And we wanted it to make it the best album that we could. And so we went in throughout 2009. So we started writing early in 2009. And we started recording in July 2009. The main album took 8-9 months because we weren't recording it every day or every week. We went in every few weekends because we all had jobs to try and get back to and lives to all have to try and make some kind of living while we were on a downtime. Mm-hmm. We're not that big of a band that could just come off the road and then just lounge for a year. We had to all get back to reality.
Well, let's talk about the new album. What's it called and what's in store?
It's called Constant Adventure, and from the offset, we wanted to try and do something with a theme, like to have all of the songs that would fit underneath this umbrella term. And so Constant Adventure is the name of the album, and it's an album about three things. It's about people who leave, people who stay, and people who get left behind. And it deals with people leaving the country, it deals with people leaving their families, but it's not a concept album. It's all very loosely tied together. So if you pull too hard, you might unravel the whole thing, and it'll just fall from underneath its umbrella. But it's a nice collection of songs that I just think right now feel very real. I have to say I'm very proud of every lyric in the album, and every note makes sense, and nothing shouldn't be there. Everything's there for a reason. It's a very organic sounding album. We brought in some new instruments, with some horns, with more acoustics. We brought in a lot of harmonies, but it sounds together in some respects.
Good. Is it safe to say then that you recorded quite a number of songs, and there are many that are still left for future release?
Yes, there'd be a lot. Like I said, we wrote almost close to 40 songs, and we recorded, let's say, 20, and then we're releasing 10 of them. And we were all talking there that we really wish we had recorded just a few more and got our hands on them, but the album was taking that long at that stage. We really said, no, listen, we've got our 10. This is perfect. Let's just go with this. Let's not introduce any more elements. And we'll just slow us down a little bit more. So we just wanted to get to crack one there, Iron Thought.
Well, Paul, we'll play another song, and we're going to play the current single, Part of You.
Yes, this is the new single, and it's the most fun song on the record. I think it's a very, 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 very catchy. The subject matter is very, very quirky, but nonetheless, it's meaningful. It's a fun song, and it's back up with a lot of harmonies, and was very, very much a song that I just come up with, and wasn't going to play for the lads until Colin just heard me strumming a few chords, and he says, "That's really nice. What are we working on?" And I said, "I don't think this is right." And he said, "No, let's work on this. Let's work on this." So the song really was pulled out of me a lot, and I think in pulling it out, we came up with a lot of the lyrics of.
That was Part of You from The Flaw's new album, Constant Adventure. Now we have a new feature on Aisht. It's called Ask the Artist, whereby a listener can record a question for one of our guests. We'll have all the details at the end of the podcast, but for now, here is this month's question. It comes from listener Croher McLaughlin.
How you doing, Paul? My name's Croher, proud Ulsterman, the whole lot, long-time listener, first-time caller. What I really want to know is, whenever you've written something very personal, something that means a lot to yourself, how do you introduce that into the group dynamic with the rest of the band? How do you broach the whole thing?
Oh, that's a good question. Disguise it. Hide it. Wrap it up in something else.
And there's no one...
That's the only way through it.
Yeah, and there's no one then come and say, hey, you know, what's going on with these lyrics here?
No, the lads would usually give me a lot of just let me work out whatever. Everybody's had an attempt at writing lyrics in the band, and for some reason I'm the one that they all want to write the lyrics, because I'd be very open for anybody else to write the lyrics, but they'd rather not. So then I get, because of that, then I get free roam on whatever I want.
Now, about the economic times we're in now, they're pretty rough all over, and particularly in Ireland. Do you feel that that has any relevance to you now, or the music you're writing now? Do you feel that that even runs a little bit into the music or the lyrics that you're writing?
But we would have tried not to, but unfortunately, I think in the most positive way possible, yeah, parts of that have come into the album. Like I said, the album is about people who leave, the people who stay, and the people who get left behind, and that immigration and people leaving the country in search of jobs is part of that.
What are your expectations for the new album?
I think people are going to like it, but I think it's going to take a little while for people to hear it. It's definitely much more of a grower, and it's a much more mature album. And because we've been off the boil for a little while, it's going to just take a little while and a little bit harder work just to get the album out there again. And but I see good things, you know, 6 months down the line for the Flaws.
And what are the plans that you have in terms of touring and further releases?
Well, we've got a few other singles planned. We've got a few videos to make, and we're going to tour it as hard and as for as long as we possibly can. But having said that, the country isn't the same as it was 3 years ago, and people aren't going to shows, so we have to see what we can do to get them back out, even if we have to go to them.
Good. And what about the rest of the guys in the band? Are they all okay with giving up their jobs and hitting the road?
I'm sure they'll be fine with it. we all know what's expected of us now, and so we've done it before, so it should be easier this time, really.
So, Paul, we're going to play out with one final song from the new album, Constant Adventure. What song do you think we should play out with?
I think after people hear Part of You, they need to hear something else from the album, and that is definitely Constant Adventure, which is also the name of the album, obviously.
Brilliant. And what is this song about?
This song, I think you could... there's a couple of lyrics on it that I suppose... I'll paraphrase them. Who's going to sail this big ship now? Who's going to blame you? For who's going to find out? For we can't control where this floats now. For who's going to blame you? Who's going to find out? It's as if there is nobody steering us in any direction, and we're just afloat at sea. And that's basically what the song is about.
And what's that in reference to?
I suppose it is the most song to do with Ireland in its economic climate, as in there is nobody in control of Ireland. We are just another island floating away and not going anywhere good.
Not yet, anyway.
Not for a while.
But at least we got a good album to look forward to. And do you expect another album soon?
If that is the plan, we will not be taking as long. And if that isn't the plan, I'll definitely have one.
Well, best of luck with the new album and with the touring.
Great, Ronan. Thanks very much.
All right, see you, Paul. If you would like to contact us or contribute a question to Ish Podcast, then join us on our Facebook fan page or visit our blog, newirishmusic.wordpress.com, and there you'll be able to find out about upcoming guests and Irish music news. Also, be sure to subscribe on iTunes so that you don't miss our bonus Ish 10 podcasts and special editions throughout the season. I'm Ronan Connolly, series co-producer is Stephanie Roswell, researcher is Jessica Alden, and social media coordinator is Brian DeMeo. Thanks for listening.
share.